Live from NPR News, I'm Giles Snyder. Two South Carolina attorneys who had been preparing to defend former President Donald Trump in his second impeachment trial have parted ways with Trump just days before an important deadline. Trump must answer the articles of impeachment for incitement of an insurrection by Tuesday. South Carolina Public Radio's Victoria Hansen reports.
Attorneys Butch Bowers and Deborah Barbiere of South Carolina are no longer on Trump's legal defense team. A source close to the situation says the decision to separate with the attorneys was mutual. No explanation was given. Meantime, Trump advisor Jason Miller tweeted they have not made a final decision on their legal team. So far, neither Bowers nor Barbiere have commented publicly. Both are from small firms in the state's capital city of Columbia. He's an elections and ethics attorney. She's a former prosecutor and trial attorney. The impeachment trial is expected to begin February 9th. For NPR News, I'm Victoria Hansen in South Carolina.
Three other attorneys have reportedly also left the five-member legal team. Thousands of people demonstrating across Russia today demanding the release of the jailed opposition leader, Alexei Navalny. Hundreds have been arrested so far. They reportedly include Navalny's wife, Yulia. The BBC's Sarah Rainsford reports on a crowd headed toward the Moscow prison where Navalny is being held.
We've seen extraordinary scenes in the past hour or so. Huge groups of protesters swarming through the streets here, riots in big numbers too. They're moving in packs, they're swooping into the crowds every so often, dragging people out and arresting them. But there's all the traffic, you know, people driving past, hooting their horns, waving victory signs. And I'm now standing actually in front of a big apartment block. There are people out of the windows watching what's happening. And right in front of me, someone's written and posted a handwritten sign, and it says, "Leave, Ukhadi," and that's obviously directed at Vladimir Putin.
To the coronavirus pandemic now, it appears to be contributing to increases in opioid and other drug overdose deaths. From Immigration WAER in Syracuse, New York, Chris Bolt reports that opioid deaths there up sharply.
In 2020, Onondaga County saw a 40% spike in opioid overdoses from January to September as compared to the same period in 2019. Health Commissioner Dr. Indu Gupta blames conditions brought on by the pandemic.
Anxiety, depression, discomfort, low morale, those individuals who were suffering from addiction, all those things have culminated into a rise in our opioid overdose deaths.
She also says treatment is harder to come by with COVID restrictions. Last month, the CDC blamed the pandemic for the highest number of drug overdose deaths nationally in a 12-month period. For NPR News, I'm Chris Bolt in Syracuse.
And this is NPR News. A Los Angeles-area restaurant owner whose emotional video about the lockdown went viral last year welcomed customers back this weekend. L.A. County's ban on outdoor dining was lifted on Friday. Angela Marsden owns the Pineapple Hill Saloon and Grill.
This is amazing. This makes me happy. This is my joy. This is what makes me happy. So, yeah, now I'm going to cry right before I go serve drinks.
Also in Los Angeles, one of the largest vaccination sites in the country had to temporarily shut down this weekend. Officials told the Los Angeles Times that the center at Dodger Stadium was closed as a precaution after protesters blocked the entrance. Canada's top doctor says provinces should not be too quick to ease strict health guidelines over the coronavirus. Dan Karpachuk reports on her warning as some provinces consider just that.
Dr. Teresa Tam says even though the number of daily cases of the coronavirus appears to be trending downward, it's too soon to lift lockdowns and other measures if there's any hope of getting the pandemic under control. She says because of the still high case counts and high rates of infection for all age groups, the risk remains that numbers could increase again. Tam says of particular concern are the more infectious strains of the virus. Premier François Legault says he will make an announcement early next week about changes to the current health protocols in Quebec. The changes would take effect on February the 8th, the day after a province-wide curfew is to end. And Alberta, too, is planning on easing some restrictions, basing that decision on lower hospitalization numbers. For NPR News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto.
And I'm Giles Snyder. This is NPR News.